WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tributes are pouring in after the death of Senator Dianne Feinstein, a fixture in Washington politics for 31 years. She was 90 years old. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Dianne Feinstein served in the U.S. Senate longer than any woman in American history. Along the way, the California Democrat took up wide-ranging causes, including LGBTQ rights, the environment, and gun laws.
We have to come to grips in America with our love affair with weapons.
Joe Biden, who was Senate Judiciary Chairman at the time, credited Feinstein's leadership in sponsoring the 1994 federal assault weapons ban.
She went out and did something that was a product of an incredible amount of work.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says Feinstein helped make her state a Democratic stronghold.
Her victory was really a big start in California moving into this blue wave. She was the emblematic of the type of leadership and the bipartisan spirit that that state needed.
Feinstein had suffered a series of health problems over the past year, prompting calls for her to step down. Dianne Feinstein, dead at the age of 90. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is expected to announce any moment now the union is expanding its strike against the Big Three.
Let me be clear. Fighting for economic and social justice isn't a crime. It's our civic duty.
And he has, expected to announce promising to hit car makers harder if it doesn't receive what it calls the union's substantial improvements in contract offers. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have a little over a day to reach an agreement to keep the government up and running. While many workers would be furloughed if it does not happen, CBS's Scott McFarland says
members of Congress would still get paid during a shutdown, and they are expected to be here through the weekend as this deadline approaches. And the stakes are really high for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who could see his speakership tested and challenged very soon.
The Supreme Court has announced it will decide whether state laws regulating Facebook, TikTok, X, and other social media platforms violate the Constitution. Both Florida and Texas have enacted restrictions. Ed Sheeran has a new album out today.
Overthinking, have trouble sleeping.
Autumn Variations is his second this year. He tells CBS Mornings the 14 songs are about different people in his life, including his wife, Cherry, who was diagnosed with cancer 6 months into her second pregnancy.
I find the best songs that I've ever written are the ones that make me feel the most uncomfortable.
The Dow is up 104 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Elsa's on the Park intends to resume operations tonight, yet there are lingering concerns regarding the shooting incident that led to the bar's closure. According to Milwaukee police, a customer was shot multiple times Wednesday night, and an Elsa's employee was grazed by a bullet fired from outside the restaurant. While police don't believe the shooting was random, they haven't disclosed any information about the motive or potential suspects. An SUV involved in a Waukesha rollover crash this week was transporting drugs, guns, ammunition, body armor, and silencers. Police say 27-year-old Sean Landry was arrested after the crash and faces several gun and drug-related offenses. A witness told police after the crash they saw a crack pipe laying outside of his vehicle. Landry is a convicted felon and prohibited from possessing a firearm. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop, they're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com. Dairy.com to find more.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
That's the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, September 29th. Greg Bach is on the board. My good friend, radio legend, Carol Kane is here.
Yes, I am.
We're on the We're Not Dead Yet tour, Carol and
well,
I.
Well, maybe 1 foot's in.
1 foot's in, but,
one
but we're
foot
still
baby
here.
In, yeah.
We got lots of stuff coming up on today's show. But first, we have...
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
My fingers went all crazy on me. Baby watch news.
Baby watch news.
We have breaking water news.
Oh.
Breaking water news. She's here.
She is here.
The little one is here. Kristen is mom. Kristen. Mike is now dad. Samson. We got the news yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And we've seen some pictures.
Congratulations.
And she is perfect and adorable.
And so is the baby.
And
yes, see what I did there?
Yes. And everybody's doing fine. And the plan is that Kristen will join us live at 11:50. So last break of the show, Kristen's going to join us on the phone and check in and let us know how everybody is doing. Greg and I know the name. We know her name. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, I asked, and you wouldn't tell me either.
No,
so
you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait. However, we do have special bumper music picked out for the entire show.
Okay.
So the songs might be the artist who's singing, might be the title of the song.
So this is a game we're going to play for the next 2 hours, trying to figure out who her name is?
What her name is. These are your hints. There are hints contained in the bumper music.
Yep.
That you will hear throughout the course of the show. And if you want to make a guess, you can always text us at 844-967-2789. There's no prize or anything, just bragging rights involved if you figure it out. But we're not going to do the reveal until Kristen joins us at 11:50.
The only reveal that we have is that the knowledge that her life has changed completely.
Absolutely. Forever. And the pictures that she shared with us were just...
adorable.
So cute.
Right.
She's
adorable.
She's got a great head of hair, just like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more details later on.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Okay.
You sound like a proud grandma.
I feel like a proud grandma when she texted us